Two Chairs No Waiting, episode number 747, Multiple Choice Mayberry Trivia. Two Chairs No Waiting is brought to you each week by the folks over at WeaversDepartmentStore.com. Check out Weavers. They got some great things over there. They got these new hats. They're Mayberry two-tone caps. It's something you'd enjoy wearing to keep the hot sun off of you this time of the year. It's hot here in the summertime, and I guess it'd help in the winter too. But get you a Mayberry two-tone hat. Hey, while you're over there, if you haven't ever seen them, you can get the complete series of DVDs of Mayberry RFD over at Weavers. Head over there and check it out, WeaversDepartmentStore.com. Two Chairs No Waiting is also brought to you by donations from listeners just like you. The executive producer of episode number 747, they are Bob and Pat Mundy, and the Patreon patron of the week is Mike McGonigal. Hey, everybody, I'm Alan Newsom, and I want to thank our patrons and our producers and everybody for helping bring this podcast to you. I'm, as I said, the host of the show. I'm Alan Newsom, the host, and it is always great to spend some time in Mayberry. And this past week, as things have been going, we got through the Mayberry meetup, and I got the charge out of that. But in the last week or so here, as we're heading into the summertime, it's just been warm. I don't know where it is, what it's like where you are, but it's been pretty warm, and it's kind of zapping the energy out of me. That, and plus actually just having to go to work. That does too. But I wanted to try to get some energy back, and so I thought this would be the way to do it. So tonight, we are going to be playing multiple choice Mayberry trivia. That's right, multiple choice trivia. So that's the idea there is, what better way could you recharge yourself than just sitting around and listening to Mayberry trivia? And it's not just, it's multiple choice. So everybody gets a chance to answer the question. They might get it wrong, but they get a good chance because you've got multiple choices. And so I thought this would be a lot of fun for everybody just to sit back, recharge your batteries, and see how many questions you can get right as we go. But I also thought that these kind of questions would help bring to mind the fun we have watching the Andy Griffith Show and just let you re-experience that joy, and we'll walk out of here feeling better than ever. So that's the goal. So if you guys are ready, I'm going to get my background music for the trivia. Let's go ahead and play it. That's from the VW Boys, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you to the VW Boys for letting us have that background music. And or play that background music thing. I guess they didn't let me have it, but we are going to play trivia. Okay, so we're going to have a bunch of questions, so we'll just see how many we can get through in the time allotted for the podcast, which is really as long as I want it to be, I suppose. But all right, so if you guys are ready, here comes question number one. Which of the following three noises did Gilly Walker's car not make? Okay, which of the following three noises did Gilly Walker's car not make? Okay, was it A, cling clang? Was it B, pucka pucka? Or was it C, pading pading? Which one did it not make? Clang clang, pucka pucka, or pading pading? So which was it that it did not make? Remember, it's not which one did it make, which one did it not make? All right, folks in our chat room are chiming in over here. I'm not going to tell you their answer until I'm ready to tell you the answer, which is, you can always pause the podcast if you don't want to hear the answer yet, if you want to think about it. Which of the following three noises did Gilly's Walker not make? The answer was A, it didn't make a cling clang. It was a pucka pucka or a pading pading. Hop a dog. So
I heard it sounded like a sneeze.
That wasn't it either. Okay. All right, question number two. What is the posted speed limit for Turner's Grade? What is the posted speed limit for Turner's Grade? Is it A, 30 miles an hour? Is it B, 40 miles an hour? Or is it C, 35 miles an hour? Okay, what's the posted speed limit for Turner's Grade? Is it 30 miles an hour, 40 miles an hour or 35 miles an hour? Okay, so we're not going to take a lot of time on these, but this is Barney's stopping the trucks going over Turner's Grade. The answer, the posted speed limit for Turner's Grade, 35 miles an hour. All right. So our chat room's doing pretty good. I'm seeing a lot of answers there. 35 is the correct answer. Number three, what make of car did Barney's uncle have? What make of car did Barney's uncle have? Was it A, a Kaiser? Was it B, a Ford? Or was it C, a Hudson? Was it a Kaiser, a Ford, or a Hudson? What make of car did Barney's uncle have? So our chat room, I'm not seeing a lot of people. I'm seeing at least one or two here starting to ping in. The answer is Barney's uncle's car was a Hudson. It was a Hudson. All right. How are you doing? That's three questions. Are you remembering the episodes at all when these are? That one's hard to remember when Barney was talking about that. It was a Hudson Terraplane, I believe. It's what Kentucky Mike says, and so does, so we got people telling that. The Terraplane is the model of the Hudson, so that's what it was. But the model was a Hudson. All right, number four. I got to keep track of what number I'm on. Number four. What color is Uncle Ollie's car? What color is Uncle Ollie's car? Was it A, maroon? Was it B, blue? Or is it C, ruby red? What color was Uncle Ollie's car? Maroon, blue, or ruby red? See, this one makes me laugh because I do remember this one. Okay. The answer is, I don't know what make that is. Maroon. Maroon is the answer. Maroon. That's a new one on me, Pa. I don't know that make. It was a maroon car. It was Uncle Ollie's car. All right. So that's number four. How are you doing? We're out of four questions so far. All right. Number five. What was Uncle Ollie's gas mileage while he was on his trip to Mayberry? Wow, they like Uncle Ollie on this one, don't we? What was Uncle Ollie's gas mileage on his trip to Mayberry? Was it 19 miles an hour? Per gallon. Was it 19 miles per gallon, 12 miles per gallon, or 15 miles per gallon? What was Uncle Ollie's gas mileage on his trip to Mayberry? Whew. These are tough. Oh, the chat room's getting it. All right. So his gas mileage, Uncle Ollie's gas mileage on his trip to Mayberry was 15 miles an hour, a gallon. I guess he may have been going 15 miles an hour. I don't know to get 15 miles a gallon. I'm not sure. But he got 15 miles per gallon was his gas mileage. All right. So that was number four. Wait, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. That was number five. I got to start marking these. Gosh, that was number five. All right, so number six. I'll slide these up where I won't do that again. All right, who did Andy give a ticket to for squeaky brakes? Who did Andy give a ticket to for squeaky brakes? Was it Willie Jack? Was it Gilly Walker? Oh, is it Merle Dean? Okay. All right. Who did Andy give a ticket to for squeaky brakes? A, Willie Jack. B, Gilly Walker. Or C, Merle Dean? Oh, see, these are tough. This is tough to me. I don't know if I'd have got this because I would have thought I had it and then I'd heard other names and I'd be like, don't know. Okay. So who did Andy give a ticket for squeaky brakes? The answer was Willie Jack. He gave them to Willie Jack. All right. So that was number six. Wow. I don't think I'd have got that. I don't know. Merle Dean might have confused me because I thought Willie Jack and then I was like, don't know. All right. Number seven. How much is a spark plug for Mr. Tucker's car in the episode Man in a Hurry? How much is a spark plug for Mr. Tucker's car in Man in a Hurry? Was it 75 cents? Was it $1.50? Or was it $1.15? So, how much was a spark plug for Mr. Tucker's car from Man in a Hurry? Was it A, 75 cents, B, $1.50, or was it C, $1.15? She's an 8-cylinder. She'll take 8. All right, the answer, and folks in the chat room, we're seeing some get it right. The answer is the spark plugs were $1.15 each. And she's an 8-cylinder. She'll take 8. Okay. That was good. All right, so that was 7. Number eight. Whose second gear has a whine like a crying child? Whose second gear has a whine like a crying child? Was it A, Floyd, B, Flora, or was it C, Aunt B? Whose second gear has a whine like a crying child? Was it Floyd, Flora, or Aunt B? Okay, now here comes the answer.
Yeah, it's like a crying child. Yeah, a crying child. Oh, his second gear is like a crying child. So Floyd, here's Floyd. Floyd last year. Oh, yeah, he had, yeah, like a crying child. So he's like, it's
crying. All right, so it was Floyd. That's your answer. All right, number nine. How many hatfuls of water does Mr. Darling say his radiator is good for? Okay. How many hatfuls of water does Mr. Darling say his radiator is good for? Not how many did he put in the radiator, so don't overthink this. How many hatfuls of water does Mr. Darling say his radiator is always good for? How many? Was it A, 11, B, 13, or C, 12? How many hatfuls of water does Mr. Darling say his radiator is good for? Okay, 11, 13, or 12? All right, the answer is, she's always good for 11 hatfuls. There you go. Mr. Darn, it's 11. 11 hatfuls. All right, number 10. All right, what brand of gas is sold at Wally's? Now, this one's pretty easy, I think. What brand of gasoline is sold at Wally's service? What brand of gasoline? Was it A, Atlas? Was it B, Acme? Or is it C, Action? So was it the brand of gasoline sold at Wally's? Was it Atlas, Acme, or Action? Okay, so I think this one's pretty easy for a lot of us because we grew up watching cartoons our whole life, right? And the brand of gasoline is the same. He orders it from the same company that Wile E. Coyote orders all of his stuff from. So it's Acme. Acme Gas Company, evidently. And they also make, evidently, bombs and roller skates with rockets on them. They make all kinds of stuff at Acme. So it was Acme gasoline was the kind of gasoline he had. All right. That was number 10. How are you doing? Number 10. So these questions kind of change up now. So they're all still multiple choice. But in this case, I'm going to give you a name. And then I'm going to you're going to have to tell me who or what or something, what it is. Okay. So here, this is a little different. So you're ready. All right. So here's the question. Old man Davis. Was he A, did he sell Otis a cow? B, Andy and Barney's high school biology teacher? Or C, owns the hardware store? So who is old man Davis? Did he sold a cow to Otis? Was he Andy and Barney's high school biology teacher? or does he own the hardware store there in Mayberry? Okay, what is the answer? Who's Old Man Davis? Let's see if the chat room, how they're doing here. So, looks like they're starting to get it. So, Old Man Davis, the answer, who is Old Man Davis? Well, he sold Otis a cow. Otis, your cow gives milk.
Anya is a good buy.
All right, that was number 11. Number 11. All right, number 12. Okay, this is Augusta Finch. Augusta Finch. Is she, or I guess it's a lady, is Augusta French a blonde out of a bottle? Or did Augusta Finch sold the mayor the bed jacket? Or Augusta Finch, C, passed away and is the same age as Aunt B? So Augusta Finch, who is Augusta Finch? Is she a blonde right out of the bottle? B, sold the mayor the bed jacket, or C, passed away as the same age as Aunt B. All right. So Augusta Finch, Augusta Finch, the answer is she passed away. She's the same age as Aunt B.
We're no spring chickens anymore.
That's Aunt B. Yeah, she's the same age as Aunt B and she passed away. Oh, that's terrible. So that was number 12. Number 13. Oscar Fields. Who is Oscar Fields? Was Oscar Fields A, tried to swindle Mrs. Mendelbright? B, is a fishing buddy of Goober's? Or C, judges pickles at the fair? Oscar Fields. A, tried to swindle Mrs. Mendelbright. B, is a fishing buddy of Goober's. Or C, judges pickles at the fair. Okay, what's your answer there? Oscar Fields. All right, the answer is Oscar Fields is A. He tried to swindle Mrs. Mendelbright.
I love you, Mrs. Brendelmite.
That's that. That was that episode. All right. So that was who Oscar Fields was. So that was number 13. Number 14. I don't know why I have to number them. It's in my head. I need to number these. I don't know why. Okay, just read them. All right. Who's Idell Bushy? Idell Bushy, was he A, Aunt B's hairdresser? B, Dud Wash looks at her and makes Charlene jealous? Or C, is a Miss Mayberry contestant? Idell Bushy is A, Aunt B's hairdresser. B, Dud Wash looks at her and makes Charlene jealous. Or C, is a Miss Mayberry contestant. So our chat room looks like they're coming into this one with some answers. The answer is Idell Bushy. Well, she's the one Dud Wash looked at and made Charlene jealous. Made her jealous. Yeah. Looking at Idell Bushy. Going out in the woods and hollering French. All that stuff. All right. Number 15. Excuse me. Number 15. David Brown. Was he A hobo who says Tuscarora? Was he B, the game warden over at Myers Lake? Or C, a reporter for the Mayberry Gazette? David Brown. Was he a hobo who stayed at that says Tuscarora? Was he B, a game warden at Myers Lake? Or was he C, the reporter for the Mayberry Gazette? David Brown. Okay. All right, so the answer, David Brown, he's the hobo. He's a Tuscarora. All right, so that's who that Dave Brown was, David Brown. All right, number 16, Roger Courtney. Who's Roger Courtney? Was he A, in charge of the Founders Day Parade? Was he B, a longtime town councilman? Or is he C, a member of the Esquire Club? Roger Courtney. Roger Courtney. Was he A, in charge of the Founders Day Parade? B, a longtime town councilman? Or C, a member of the Esquire Club? Roger Courtney. Roger Courtney. All right. So the answer, Roger Courtney, was C, a member of the Esquire Club. Okay, so now we got another. We already had one Finch. We had Augusta Finch. And now we've got Wilbur Finch. This is number 17. Number 17, Wilbur Finch. Who is Wilbur Finch? Is he A, plays the trombone in the town band? Or is he B, a traveling shoe salesman? Or is he C, he operates a still in the old Rimshaw place? Wilbur Finch. Wilbur Finch. Wow, folks have already got on this one in the chat room. That's pretty good. Did he play the trombone in the town band? Was he a traveling shoe salesman? Or was he operating a still in the old Rimshaw place? Okay, so folks, Wilbur Finch, the answer is he was a traveling shoe salesman. He's a traveling shoe, Mr. Finch? Yeah, he's a traveling shoe salesman. Yeah, me and my son Norman went over there. Yeah, was that his name? He had a different name on that one, didn't he? Anyway, somebody in the chat room can remind me. Because Norman was his one out in the thing. And I can't remember what he called him on this one. All right, anyway, let's see. Number, what are we at? 18. Number 18. Somebody's sneaking around behind me or somewhere back here, I feel like. Number 18, George Shipley. George Shipley. Is he A, did he sell his gas station to Ed Sawyer? B, bought Otis's car? Or C, fixes Helen's television? George Shipley. George Shipley. A, sold his gas station to Ed Sawyer. B, bought Otis's car? Or C, fixes Helen's TV? Okay, so the answer, George Shipley, is A. He sold his gas station to Ed Sawyer. Yeah, it's not for sale anymore. All right. Number 19. Number 19. Sam Allen. Sam Allen. Who is Sam Allen? Is he A, a state police inspector and a friend of Andy's? Was he B, the owner of Jimmy the Loaded Goat? Or was he C, Aunt B's milkman? Sam Allen. Sam Allen. Who is Sam Allen? Was he a state police inspector? That's number A, or letter A. Was he B, the owner of Jimmy the Loaded Goat? Or was he C, Aunt B's milkman? Sam Allen. You can pause if you don't want to hear the answer this quick. Sam Allen was A, a state police inspector and a friend of Andy's. I want to report, it wasn't him, it was Roger, but or the other one. I want to report a tie, a birthday cake, and I can't remember what he said. And Sam Allen thought he was been working too hard. All right, number 20, here we go. Number 20, Arthur Harrington. Arthur Harrington, who is this? Did he A, he left $500 to the church in his will, Arthur Harrington? B, a movie producer from Hollywood? Or C, the attorney who came to bail out Ron Bailey? Arthur Harrington, was he the person who A, left $500 to the church in his will? B, a movie producer from Hollywood? Or C, the attorney who came to bail out Ron Bailey? I don't know. How y'all doing on this one? Arthur Harrington, the answer for Arthur Harrington is C. He was the attorney who came to bail out Ron Bailey out of jail there in Mayberry. So how did you do, guys? How did you do? Was it fun? So that's 20 questions. I think that's probably enough for anybody. We've got more questions like that we can play later, but we did the first 20 questions in here. So that's a lot of fun. So I hope you guys enjoyed that and had fun with it. So, the other thing I wanted to do, we've got different events coming up here. This weekend, actually, I'm going to be at the Von Braun Center here in Huntsville, Alabama, at the Rocket City High Octane or Rocket City Octane car show. And it's going to be me and Otis. We're both going to be there and having a good time. So, we would love to see you there. If you're in the Huntsville, Alabama area, drop by and see us. Looks like there's going to be a lot of really cool cars and stuff that are going to be there. So come and see us. But really, Mayberry Days is coming up, right? Really soon. So I want to encourage you to go there. I'm going to show you a little video from, show you, and you'll be able to listen if you're just listening to the report from Mayberry Days 2022. I probably already played this, but I thought it would be nice to hear and see again, just to get us ready for Mayberry Days. But I also want to remind you about the Mayberry Cruise. The Mayberry Cruise is coming up, and if you still would like to go, you can still get a room, I think, until real soon. It's not much longer you've got. So go out there, and you can get on the Mayberry Cruise. The information is out on on our websites and stuff, but you can go to facebook.com/Mayberry Cruise and get the information. You can call them at All About Cruises. Their number is, and so you can stop this and rewind and everything, guys. It's 336-538-4962. So it's 336-538-4926. And that you can get in touch with them and go ahead and book with us and go on the Mayberry Cruise with us. It's going to be a lot of fun. That's coming up. And then of course, Mayberry Days is coming up. So the reason I mentioned, of course, these other events is because I want you to think about going to some of these events. So we've got 5 days from today. From today? Okay, so you won't get this till tomorrow. I'm recording this on Monday night. So you got 4 days from the time the podcast comes out, from 4 days from the 8th of August to get it done. So basically, you need to jump on it if you want to go with us on the Mayberry Cruise. You just got a few days left to get everything booked. So thank you, Mrs. Weaver, for the update. That's perfect. All right, so I'm going to play this for you. This is some feedback we got after last year's Mayberry Days. And if you're watching the video version, you're going to get to see a video version, but I think you're going to enjoy the descriptions as we go through it. So let's go ahead and hear from this great bit of feedback we've got here coming in. Here we go.
Hi, everyone. This is Tom, also known as Lydia's dad, in the chat room, sharing with you some pictures from Mayberry Days of this year. My father and I went. He's 89. We enjoy going to Mayberry Days. We've gone several times. We left Southern Indiana on Sunday of Mayberry Days, got there Sunday night. So Monday morning, the first order of business was, of course, the snappy lunch. You got to get there early for breakfast. So we wanted to make sure we got the breakfast out of the way so we weren't standing in line later in the week. And then we just hung around for lunch. Got the pork chop sandwich all the way, of course, the only way to eat it. And then we went for a nice scenic drive along the Blue Ridge Parkway in Southern Virginia. It's always so nice. And when you're into taking pictures like I am, it's a must see for to go there. We spent the day, a good part of the day there at the, there's the Mabry Mill. Of course, that featured in the Mabry Man movie. Then we were at the Mabry, the old general store, which, we were there for the very last day before it changed hands. The ownership changed hands the following day. They've sold it. The family that has owned it for a long time. Then we went by the to visit the graveside of Chang and Ang, the quote-unquote Siamese twins, the bunkers buried there in Mount Airy. And then we went and visited a cousin who was staying at a nearby campsite. Came home Monday night. That's my brother, my dad, and my cousin. Came home Monday, went into our motel, and in the lobby is Randy Travis with his wife, and they so cordially visited with everybody that came through. There's a suspicious-looking character there. And if I didn't know better, I'd swear that was Jeff Gossett with Randy Travis. Such a night. And then, of course, the next night, Ruta Lee is staying at our hotel, so there she is with my cousin, and of course, it made the trip worthwhile for my dad to nuzzle up to Ruta there. She's so friendly, such a nice person. And she stayed in our hotel, and we had breakfast and visited with her quite a bit during the week. So then later on in the week, I purchased Thelma Lou's book and also Ruta Lee's book. Now, when I get Thelma Lou's book with the autograph book mark, as you see there, you get a chance to spin the wheel for an extra $10 and win a purse or jewelry or a number of things that Thelma Lou once owned. Of course, I was wanting the jewelry. I got the purse, but that's okay. My wife loves it. They say she may have actually put those flowers on there herself, that she liked doing that. We sure miss Betty Lynn at Mayberry Days. T. Graham Brown was providing the entertainment at the golf event afterwards, the dinner. That was a lot of fun. Friday, we went to the I went and hung around the gas station, got a bottle of pop, and just hung out with the locals, some of the locals you'll see there. Oh, there's some locals. Charlene / Andalina was there with the tribute artist for Barney. That was nice. They're fun. Baraka Valley, as always, put on a great show. That was such a nice event down there. You just had everyone milling around and the music and everything. It was just so nice. There's Greg Schell with the I really like this Mayberry tribute artist, by the way, this Barney Five character. Here's some trivia contest winners over at the amphitheater later on in the day. And Saturday morning, of course, the parade. People got out early. The weather was perfect for the parade. Had a great time at the parade. As you can see, the crowd was 2-3 people deep, some places more, down in front of Snappy Lunch. I got down there early because I wanted to get a shot of the Grand Marshal. There's Margaret Carey, the Grand Marshal, with her husband, Bob Bokey. She's 94, he's 97, the story of their romance. Then I went up and caught him again at the top of the hill. They're such a fun couple. We spend a lot of time with them whenever they're around, either be it in California or in Mount Airy. There's or other places as well. Here's Ronnie Schell with as Duke Slater in a couple episodes of the Andy Griffith Show. He's in the parade. Everyone was at the Potato Queen. I love the hat. Very nice. We had Colonel Harlan Sanders, tribute artist. We also had the Little Fat Mayor, Mayor Pike, Eric Lowry. Malcolm Tucker was taking a walk, early Sunday morning walk on a Saturday morning through the streets of Mayberry. And, here's, Two Floyds, No Waiting, along with the Little Fat Mayor, Eric Lowry. Love him. This next picture I had to throw in there, 97-year-old Bob Bokey, and that is Margaret Carey's husband, 97 years old, veteran of World War II, getting carted at the Cracker Barrel. That was hilarious. We love that. And on the way home on Sunday morning, I ran into my brother and his wife. That's them, along with my dad. They were in West Virginia on their way back from a bike trip in Missouri, and they live in Southern Virginia, and we just passed them in West Virginia. That was really nice. And then we just moseyed on home the rest of the way, got home Sunday night. Once again, just a wonderful Mayberry Days. We enjoyed every time we go. The crowd was huge this year. Just absolutely terrific. And thank you, Alan, for allowing me to share my pictures here on the Two Chairs, No Waiting podcast.
Oh, man, thank you for doing that. That was great. So, guys, if you're watching or not watching the video version, you might want to go and check out the video version and see the pictures he's talking about. But you got the gist of it. But if that doesn't get you fired up to go to Mayberry Days, or at least to go to one of these Mayberry events, I don't know what will. I need you, I think you'd love it. maybe you wouldn't. There's conversations going on in the chat room about the Maine Oak Emporium there in Mount Airy. It was too bad that it collapsed on the front, but they are rebuilding it. But there was information, I don't know if you guys saw it, about the cause of perhaps the building collapsing. It was seen, you know, that on the 4th of July of 2022, Henry Bennett himself was leaning against the wall. And then, you know, the next day on the 5th of July, 2022, the building began to crumble and fall. So I'm not sure. So there is some photographic evidence of this. If you follow me on Facebook or if you're watching the video version, you're seeing it of Henry Bennett being involved in the incident. But that is being repaired and things are getting back to complete normal there on the Main Street area of Mount Airy. So by Mayberry Days, the parade will be able to go on and everything should be fine going up Main Street past the Main Oak and you can go to the Loaded Goat and everywhere else. So folks, try to make plans to go to one of these Mayberry events. I think you would really enjoy it. And I hope you have enjoyed the podcast. It's a little long, I guess, but I hope you've enjoyed it and just had a good time. I know I did, and I feel re-energized to go out and face the rest of the world again for the rest of the week. So I hope that did that for you too. Get a smile on your face and just make you feel a little bit happier and ready to go. So folks, I'd love to hear from you. You can give me a call at 888-684-8415. You can email me at floyd@imayberry.com or whatever else you'd like to do for that. The next week's podcast will be a pre-recorded one. I may record it, but it will not be live on Monday night because I will be out of town that weekend. So I'm gonna miss it. So until next time, everybody, have a great week, and we'll see you here on Two Chairs.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.